Hi, Patrick here. And you may have heard that in Turkey, with all those protests in the past couple of weeks, that a new word has come into being. Well, not exactly a new word. It's an old word in Turkish that's taken on a new meaning. It's a classic case of the co-opted word, like the word queer. Queer once was just a rude insult directed at gay people, mainly gay men. Then it was co-opted by gay men, in particular by the AIDS activist group ACT UP. It very conveniently rhymed with the word here. So you got that chant, we're here, we're queer. Okay, so here's a Turkish word that has been co-opted by the people it was directed at. They started chanting this insult in Gezi Park in Istanbul and in Taksim Square right next door, the two main places where the protests were taking place. And then this word entered English, at least in the blogosphere and on social networks. It basically did the rounds and this new Turkish word was introduced into the English language. And then after that, and this is the really interesting bit, Turks took it back from English along with English suffixes. Turks add a lot of English suffixes to their words, as do some other languages. It makes conversation sound slangy and hip. And that's what they did with this word. So what we have here in the course of just a couple of weeks is the evolution of a word, the semantic evolution, or at least an evolution in the tone of the meaning of the word. Then after that, it gets anglicized, then it boomerangs back to Turkish in this new anglicized form. The word, you may have heard it, it's been bandied around quite a lot, is çapulcular. Well, that's the plural. And here with a story about that word and about some of the other clever chants and rewritten song lyrics of the recent Turkish protests is Dalia Mortada in Istanbul.
When Prime Minister Erdogan called the protesters çapulcular, he wasn't paying them a compliment. The term translates roughly to looters, marauders, or bums.
Şimdi çapulcu ona göre aslında bir aşağılama sözcüğüydü.
Community organizer Ezgi Bakçay is in no doubt çapulcular was intended as an insult. But protesters threw back the term, much like they threw back the tear gas canisters at cops, she says. People were protesting for different reasons, but they came together under this term. To make sure people around the world knew how to use it, one protester made a tutorial video.
I çapul every day. I çapul every day. He çapuls every day.
Turks have now been using the English ing form, çapuling. It means a resistance to force or to demand one's rights. Some protesters wear T-shirts with çapuler scribbled across them. Others labeled their tents at Gezi Park things like Number 1 Çapul Street. And with this word, it seems like a wave of creativity and humor was unleashed amongst the protesters. A choir from the Bosphorus University took a traditional Turkish song and outfitted it with some new lyrics. They sing of gas masks and protests. They sing that the tear gas is sweeter than honey. Community activist Ezgi says protesters used irony at every chance they got. Ezgi says a group of women came out with a slogan. It thanked the prime minister for the pressurized water from the water cannons, saying it was good for their cellulite. In Taksim Square, guys chanted, "Let's see you use that pepper spray. Take off your helmets and drop your batons and let's see who's the real man." Meanwhile, feminists warned Erdogan to run away because the women are coming. Not everyone could make it out to the street to have their say, so they did so from home. Every night at 9 p.m. for the past 2 weeks, neighborhoods throughout Istanbul have erupted with the clanking of wooden spoons against pots and pans, silverware against plates. It's not the first time pots and pans have been used to express discontent in Turkey or abroad. But this time, the sound has inspired musicians. Kardeş Türküler, or Songs of Fraternity, are a well-known ensemble. This song they just released has become a sort of anthem for the protests. Enough with the headstrong decrees and commands, they sing. We're really fed up.
Gel yavaş, gel yerine. dediler ya. Aman aman bıktık valla, aman aman şiştik valla. Bu ne kibir, bu ne öfke. Gel yavaş gel yerler yaş, gel yavaş gel yerler yaş.
Many of the protesters say they want to hang on to the spirit of humor and creativity, especially now that their argument with the government seems to be entering a more difficult phase. For The World, I'm Dalia Mortada in Istanbul.
And there are tons, tons of online extras, including a very nice video of this song at theworld.org/language. I'll link to that at the World in Words Facebook page, also on Twitter, where I tweet lots of lingo lore. Ooh, alliteration. Still cheesy after all these years. Anyway, I tweet as Patricox, P-A-T-R-I-C-O-X. See you next time.